Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
How are you? Okay, please, whether you are 9 years old or you are 90 years old, listen to this message. Whether you are 8 or 80 years, listen to this message. Provoking parental blessings. Now, this message and this service is a service and assignment. A service and assignment. Please pay attention. Whoever you are, pay attention. You've not heard it before, so pay attention to this. Parental blessings. Okay, parental blessings are blessings from our biological parents or our guardians. Listen to me. What I'm about to tell you now, if you follow it, your parents do not have to be prophets or pastors before they can pray for you. Now, you have so many questions. I am prepared for your questions. I wrote them with this message when God was giving this message. He said, I and my parents, we have issue. It does not matter. Listen to this message. I and my mother, listen to this message. Your parents don't have to be pastors or prophets before they can pray for you. What if my parents are dead? I have answer for you. My parents didn't take care of me. I have answers for you here. So follow me. See, in life, what is important is for your life to be great too. Not whoever is making mistakes. That's their problem. Genesis 49. Bible says in Genesis 49, that Jacob called all his sons in a crucial family meeting. In Genesis 49, it was a meeting of reward, meeting of condemnation and commendation. And in this place, if I were Reuben, I wouldn't come that day, because I know I've offended Papa, and by now you know what kind of father you carry. I told you several times, you must know the kind of child, the kind of parent, the kind of wife, the kind of husband you have. Husbands are not the same. Fathers are not the same. Wives are not the same. We carry grace more than each other. So you know that your father is a patriarch. You know your father is a prophet. You have offended him. He's not taking sorry. What did you do? Run away. You went there the day they were going to curse. You went to use your head to collect cobweb. You're very stupid. You must know. In every relationship, there's someone that's a relation that's superior. Parents are superior. You don't joke with them. My people, Yoruba, call them idols. They call parents idols. They call them gods that we worship. And I'm going to give you a difference between parents, prophet, and God very soon. If you follow what I'm about to show you now, your life will be easy till you meet Jesus. Amen. Did you say amen?
Amen.
And they pick one person out there, Joseph, and they pour almost all the family prayer on his head. I want to pray on your head, though. The blessings you meet from childhood, they are hereby released upon your life in the name of Jesus. Genesis 49, 25, 26. Pay attention. You've not heard this before. And because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with his blessings of the heavens above, blessings of the deep that lies below, the blessings of the breast and the womb. Verse 26. For one man, your father's blessings are greater than the blessing of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the age-old hills. Let all this rest on the head of who? And the first, second thought, everybody's there. On the brow of the prince among his brothers. Okay, I stand as your spiritual parent today. Stretch your hand to me. Let me pray on your head if you don't mind. The blessings of the womb. The blessings of the breast. The blessings of the deep. Let it rest upon your head today in the name of Jesus. If you are the only person I pray for, then shout amen and pack your blessings. Please sit down. See, parental blessings are blessings that no medicated soap can wash away when you receive them. one of my old friend, I told him, you are the first son. He said, yes. You don't have money, Senor? You don't have money. I said, then go and be serving your mother till she dies. So she went the first time. He went the first time because he had to pack shit and everything. He left. He died as a wretched man. He died as a failure. I want to teach you something here today that's going to help you. One of my secrets in life is what I'm about to show you now. I'm telling you, the people that will catch me, they have not born them. Because I know the principles of this earth. The people of the world, they will say, I know the name of something. So the name of the thing I know cannot hurt me anymore. The suffering that they have prepared for you in your family. I pray for you. You will escape today in the name of Jesus. Genesis 27, Isaac pronounced an irreversible blessings on Jacob. The blessings belong to Esau. Not so. Why? Because Jacob provided food for his father. It was a destiny pronouncement that changed his life forever. Today, under this unction, I am praying for you. That the parental blessing you miss from childhood, the Lord is releasing them back upon your head in the name of Jesus. A parent might be your biological parent. And if you don't have them, maybe they are dead. It can be your spiritual parent. It can be your guardian, the person that brought you up or that trained you. Very important. The person that has authority over your life, you know it. You grew under the person's tutelage. So is your parent biologically or spiritually? I hear in my spirit, your failure is terminated now. See, in provoking blessings on this earth, there are two people you don't joke with. Your parent and your prophet. Well, I'm not talking about your prophet today. I want to talk about your prophet. You must deliberately look at me, greedily. What I say? Greedily collect the blessing that is in their bosom. If they like, let them be devils. That is between them and God. Some of you here now, you have gods to even go to your parents' house to collect their food. You have gods to go to your parents' house and collect whatever thing they own. But nothing comes from you to them. Well done. To you are smart. To you are being pampered. No, sweetheart. You're not. You're not wise. So pay attention to what I'm about to show you now. In the hierarchy of God, in this life, after God, now your parents be the next one. Especially your father, not your mother. Forget about all the bullshit song you sing about your mother. Who sat and watched your infant when sleeping on your cradle bed, and yes, oh sweet affection shared. Finish it now. Ecuse. The blessings that lift the child is not in hands, it's not in the mouth of the mother. Forget about all the spiritual things that mothers do. The blessing that will change your life is where? You will not say, I didn't teach you now. It's in the mouth of who? You will give your mother 50,000. You give your father 5,000 naira. After God on earth, the next, you will not say, in the non-teacher, I am teaching you now. Now I'm teaching you now. You now turn your ear. You know, this is like this. You turn it upside down so that it will not enter. Genesis 22, verse 33. I want to show you something there. 27, 33. I think the media people are angry too. It's about their mother. Don't worry. Isaac trembled violently and said, "What was it then that I blessed that hunted game and brought it to me? Be smart in stealing the blessing from their hands." See, I hear you. Let the rest children, let them share the rest. We are smart in wicked things, but in some things we are not smart. My father told me as at 7 years ago that I have buried him. You know the meaning of that? You think burial is, you'll now be eating drums, you take all your stupid clothes you used to take, drinking your useless beer. You think that is burial? Please put it back there. I want to finish this. I ate it just before you came. This is where I had problems when I was very young until God cleared me. I bless him, and indeed he will be blessed. When last did your parents bless you? When last did your mother or father bless you? This Christmas time, some of you are preparing already to buy things for your wife, for your children. Preparing to buy things, especially young boys, for your girlfriend. The girl that will serve you breakfast. So I want you to change your mind now and divide that thing into two, so that your prayers can bless you. The blessing in the mouth of your parents is superior to the one in the mouth of your girlfriends. Superior to the mouth of your wife and husband. Especially if you are here, you have not been doing it before, you are going to change. I know what, you are entering that year triumphantly in the name of Jesus. I know the amen is going to be going down and down, because I'm going to tell some things that's going to provoke you. But I know you're not going to leave your seat. You must constantly draw from them. You must, with wisdom, do what? Draw from them. Because you know they carry blessings. Don't worry. You want to ask if, what about if that don't happen? I'll tell you what to do. Thank you, precious Lord. Now, I'm going to stay on verse 4, verse 33, and verse 34. Now, help me with verse 4. Help me with verse 4. Genesis 27, verse 4. Make me a savory, who put NIV, NIV, NIV? I don't understand. Make me a savory food, that means a tasty meal. Put it there, there's no problem. I love every Bible person. Sauce as I love. Till now, you don't know what your parents like. The food I like, and bring it to me so that I can eat, so that I may give you the blessing. Some blessings will not come until you release the venison, until you release the savory meat, until you release what your parents like. If you're angry, shout hallelujah. Now, until you release a tasty meal. Tasty meal means out of your hard labor. You are going to remove something from there and bless your parents. Somebody say, I hear you. Now, look at this place very well. Isaac was the richest in his days, and he was asking for food from his son. Two things. Very quickly, the mother turned it. Why can't the mother say, don't worry, I will bless you? They're not born and well. No matter how spiritual your mother is, and they are very spiritual. Father, we are very, very naughty, but we carry the blessing. Mother, they are very spiritual. I'm different from a woman. I'm the best woman on earth. I'm different. Still, still not that man. And that's why when the enemy wants to deal with family, he killed the father first to remove the father's blessings. And that's why I want you to listen carefully today, because you know what? Everything you thought you lost, God will return them back to you. That amen is not born again. Giving is one of the things you can use to collect both the blessing your parents want to give you and the one they don't want to give to you. You will collect it. Somebody say, I hear you. I have used this to collect where I don't supposed to collect. I am smart enough to locate people that have blessing in their hands. And I'm smart enough to begin to send money to them. And they begin, who sent me this money? The blessing they couldn't give their children, I collected it. I want to tell you a secret if you listen to me. And let the whole nation and city stand against this young boy here. I will survive. Do you know why? Because I'm an embodiment and fortified blessings from different people, old people. Where they thought they have finished you, it's only for 30 of you. You will rise again. Listen to me. When you bless your parents, look at me. Listen to the prayer they will pray. Listen, oh. God bless you. Just receive it and go. One. Some parents will not say anything. Don't worry. Your good works, they are accumulating. And definitely, it is God that will release the prayer, that will release the blessing. So whether they bless you or not, you are already blessed because you have done the right thing. Should I say continue?
Yes, sir.
I'm not here. Should I say continue?
Yes, sir.
The day my eye opened about parental blessing, was the day I saw this revelation. Verse 34. Look at it for me. Verse 33 and verse 34. Look at it for me. Genesis 27. 33, 34. Look at this. When Esau, verse 33 and 34. I want you to look at it from the board there. Genesis 27, 33 and 34. Genesis 27, 33 and 34. I think the person there is angry with his father. And when Genesis 27, 33. I told you the abbreviation, eh? And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, I want to show you something there. Who? Where is he that taken venison and brought it to me? There are blessings. Parents are very, very... Don't remove it. Leave it there. They are very, very... You think parents love children the same way? It's a lie. They just like a particular one because he resembles his father. Ben. But whether they like you or not, whether they expect you or not, let me tell you, you can collect that blessing from their bowel. Somebody say, I hear you. And he brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before thou comest. This is revelation. And I have blessed him, yea. And I bless him, he said, yea. And he shall be blessed. That is not my concern. Verse 34, you have blessed him. Bless me too, I have brought thee. And when Esau heard the words of his father, listen to me. Whatever you want to do, do it on time and now. Somebody say, I hear you. He cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me. But the father didn't have any blessing for him. Why? When I was very young in ministry, I was saying, why? And the Lord taught me as I was growing that the blessing is not in the world, sir. Words are plenty, but unctions are few. This man has released an unction upon his son, and he said, I cannot withdraw it back. Any word that's speaking upon your life now, he says, it's a lie. Because somebody did it on time. As you bless your parents on time, This prayer is for you, that may you receive an on-time miracle in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm teaching now. Am I teaching you for me? I'm teaching for yourself. To say amen is difficult for you. I say, may you receive on-time blessing in the name of Jesus. Okay. Let me move on. The importance of prayer blessing. I give you two. Number one, Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Parental blessings empower the child or children to live well and live long. Live well, live long. Live well, live long. Do you see that? Parental blessings empower the child to live well and live long. Somebody say, live well and live long. Say it again, so to live well and live long. Okay, Ephesians 6 now, who's that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Life giver. The Lord said you will hear good news this week. Life changer. Jehovah. Children. The covenant keeping. This place is very complicated, so please pay attention. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Please follow me. Verse 2. Honor your father and your mother. Which is the first commandment we were promised. Verse 3. Don't forget, parental blessings make children to live well and live long, that it may be and thou mayest live. So parental blessings make child to live well and live well. Not live well and live well. To live well. May you live well. What kind of word is this? May you live long. The second thing that parental blessing does. One blessing from your father. One blessing from your parents. Just one. It's enough to make your life successful. Genesis 27, verse 38. Genesis 27. And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, oh my father." And he said, lifted up his voice and wept. Why? Verse 26, Genesis 49, 26. You will see the reason why people cry for blessing. The blessing of their fathers are prevailed, surpassed above all the progenitors, and utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Femi Akinola. You two mention your name there. And on the crown of the head that was separate from his brothers. To obey your parents. Now, please pay attention to me. This is where there's problem in family. Today's Family Sunday, and I'm going to try my best to submit to somebody. Submit to somebody that has authority over your life. Submit to their will, you know. You follow whatever thing they tell you. You comply to their commandments. You comply to their demands. So that's when they bring an idea, you submit to the idea. So that is obedience. Children, honor your parents. Now, Ephesians 6, 1 to 2 says, children, obey your parents. Now, listen to me. There is an age you get to, you don't obey your parents anymore. As you age, obedience is terminated. But honoring is forever. You better follow me. That's why I said you might be 9 or 90. It is that church. They are teaching you not. No. I want to show you. When a child gets to a level that she can take decision, that child will no longer have to collect or receive. Instructions from his parents anymore. You can honor them. But a married woman, will not obey the parents again, but you will obey who? Now, do you understand? Because already you are eyeing me. Isn't telling me now that my children, So when a child is, oh, you have to marry Shade? No. 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 You have to marry? No, 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 no. So a child, as you are growing, there is a particular age you will get to. You know me? If a husband and wife, you are to respect and honor your parents forever, but not to obey them. So we are waiting that I will go and meet mommy before we have the next baby. Both you and your mother, you need knowledge. Shall I continue? I'm not here. Shall I continue? So obedience, as you grow, it is reducing, but honor is constant. Please, did I confuse you? Did I confuse you? Help me say, if I'm confused, I can explain now. Did I confuse you? Adult child has, they are no longer the authority of the parents. They are not required to obey, but they are required to honor. My father cannot call me now. All of you sons of Balogun, assemble in my house now or before tomorrow. What if you are in Canada? Are you listening to me now? All of you come to the village, there's a prayer we want to do. It's not possible, sir. The wife will say, what did you say? I will ask my husband. The husband will say, you want to go to, what are you in UK? Hey, it's Papa. I have to go and see Papa. You know my Papa is very propitious. Don't worry. Should I continue? This is why there is conflict there. Your mother has no right to tell you if so-so person still living in your house when your husband said the person stay in your house. Are you listening to me now? Your husband might let the person, your girl or boy, go because he wants peace. But he has marked you that you and your family, you want to be in control. Shall I still continue? Are you confused now already? My father came to my house one day and saw late Arnold and said, I don't like this guy. Sack him. I said, why? That day, I increased his salary. That's me. The day I married, I told my mom, you are no longer the first wife. You are no longer the first lady. She's not the first lady. When you come to my house, eat and go. This is not your house. This is my own house. Your husband's house is there. Control them there, not here. But you allow your parents to come to your house and control you. That's not what I'm preaching now. That is not honor. That is stupidity. Your wife tells you that she's pregnant. Say, we have to tell mama before you have any pregnancy now. If you're in such marriage, you need help, please, there's power on this altar. Come here and pray after service. The Lord will deliver you and your husband. Please listen to me. All parents, stop demanding from your married children to submit to you. Parents, say, I hear you. Leave them alone. You are waiting that they don't fight. They should bring their matter to you so that I can solve it for them. For what? If you have started to be angry already, it's coming small, it will be. Let me know. Just cough. I won't understand. Say after me. Obeying and submitting to my parents. Say, let me hear you now. Will eventually expire. Say, but honoring them lasts forever. Obeying and submitting to my parents will eventually expire. But honoring them lasts forever. I will never look into my father's face and talk bullshit. You know what I'm going to do? I will avoid him. You get that wisdom? I'll do what? If I avoid you, I must have went to now. If I hear it's coming, I'll take another way. Shut up. But you are so... This generation, Z or generation P, I don't know. You can watch anybody. Papa. Papa, you party go. You'll be warning your father. Now, before we go here, let's consider a few things to do. I will tell you four things to do, just bullet points. to provoke parental blessings aside from obeying and honoring them. So I've taught you the difference between obeying and honoring. Obeying and submitting will eventually expire. Say, you know. But honoring them is when? Honoring them is when? It's forever. So now I've forced him to do, to provoke the blessing from them, to provoke blessing and draw it from a presence, number one, is to make them happy. Please not make them happy against the word of God. Not make them happy against the will of God. We were doing our, what do you want? And the lady sent message that they told her to come to the village. And I said to her, they are preparing a man for you. Say yes. The man they are preparing for you is from so village. You say yes. That man is a Dibia. She kept quiet. So you are going home to go and marry a Dibia. Congratulations. And the prince said, come home, sir. Have I not helped her? Daddy, Papa said I should come home. This number does not exist anymore. She says, my daddy in the Lord that said I should not come home. Look at me. This is your father. This is your prophet. Who is superior? I've taught you something this morning now, and I want to help you. This is your father. This is your prophet. Who is superior? Eh? I said, hey, this is your father. This is your prophet. Who is superior? Now you should know that God created some things in pairs. The physical and the spiritual. Your father is the physical. Your prophet is spiritual. You need the two of them. So where your father's limitation ends, you switch to your prophet. I'm just helping you. But today we are talking about who? Your parents. That whether you are going to sell your shoe, you must send something to your parents. All of you that you are fond of, they give your mother anything, you will go and collect it. That is why your life is tough. I left my parents' house from 8:26. And 26 to today, I have never taken Maggie from them. When we go there, my children will eat. She will eat. I don't eat. Now me. You are angry. It's teaching Mike. If Mike comes to my house, you know, Mike can eat in your mother's place. So now me, I'm telling you my own now. There are some principles that made me stand among men. I see people like this. Daddy Jowa. All of you choir from next year, the love of Saba and Yukas. You see all this place that is dirty with your dirty shoes? The word is released. It will happen. So make them happy. Not happy against the will of God. A lady followed me home some years back. Her name was Tokwe. And my father loved her stupid. Hey! My father would not give anybody cover. My father gave her money. When we were going, the stupid idiot, I said, how much did he give you? He said, no. I said, you will marry him. And my father insisted that that girl, Latin Wanyo, from heaven, I've been choosing for you. That girl's husband is dead now. So, when I say make them happy, I'm saying give them what they love, not at the detriment of your life. Are you listening to me? Don't marry somebody because my father said, don't be. Shall I still continue now? I read now for you again, Genesis 27 verse 4. Make for me savory food that I love. Give them what they love. Your father likes money, give your father money. Your father likes shoes, give him shoes. When you can, also if you can afford it, give it to him. Now, I watched some few weeks ago of a prophet saying that you have not bought car for your mother and you are buying for your girlfriend. Let's discuss about that a little bit. I don't support what he's saying. My mother should be taken care of by her husband. Are you listening to me now? Are you listening to me now? Whatever I do for my mother is extra discussion between me and my wife. Are you listening to me now? That's why, please, when any pastor is preaching, check the Bible. Your husband should take care of you. Don't impose whatever you want on your son. If he's going to do it, he's going to discuss with his wife because they are now one. I just want to help you a little. Should I continue? If you want me to continue, shout hallelujah. I was telling a sister this week, last week I passed. It takes 6 people to carry a coffin or 4 successfully. Look at me. Huh? Don't wait till your parents die before you take care of them. The people that are not there for his person when he dies, all of them will gather. That's why I don't go for burial. I might not reply your text, but I swear to God, I will always be there for you when you are alive. When you die, I will not be there for you anymore. I don't believe in burial of noise and prayers. The person is dead. No one single prayer. Rest in peace doesn't work. All is bullshit. When he's alive, take care of him. Somebody say, I hear you. Whatever you can do for them, do it now. Do it fast. And look at me. Stop waiting. That what did Chukwu Emeka give? What did Ebube give? Do you have it? Then do what? Do it. Because the blessing is not shared. May God grant you the grace to collect what is yours in the name of Jesus. I know your email will be going down. Now, coming back to this, you have no right to buy iPhone 4, iPhone 20 for any girl that will break your heart by the grace of God when you have not bought anything tangible for your parents. Somebody say, I hear you. If that girl is a living person that has a right brain, will ask you, what did you give your parents? Watch out for any man taking care of you and he has not taken care of his parents. He will soon break your heart. Should I continue? If you're already angry, shout hallelujah. I know. So, after this service, send something to your parents. Will you? Will you? My parents stopped working from the time I started earning money. Take it or leave it. You know, there's nothing you give to people that will satisfy them. But you know you try your best. What the first I said you should do? Make them. Why am I not hearing? Make them. I'm not here. Make them. Now, he said, after he has finished sitting up, so there is connection between the mouth and the soul. When last did you give your parents Milo, beverage? Old age, they don't need any clothes much. One or two clothes is okay for the year. But they need what? Food. They need what? Don't let food finish in the house of your parents. Number two. How do I provoke the blessing? By giving. By giving. Now, sorry, by serving, not giving. Serving, not serving. I will tell you what I mean by giving before now. Serving, look at me. How do you serve your parents? I can't be available to drive my parents around. I can't be available to wash, to do their laundry. Are you with me? I can't be available to go to the market for them, to do errand for them, but what can I do? I get them a maid. Are you with me? You are not asking me that. Are you with me? Oga, listen to me. Tayo, bafe baje. Look at me. Serve them. This generation don't prostrate. I prostrate for my father. Ask her. Ask Timothy. Look at me. Serve them. You can't serve them. Then get them. Who? A maid. There is a maid in the house of my parents. Take it or leave it. No problem. There is a doctor that takes care of my mother. Take it or leave it. Show me the place in the Bible. 2 Kings 3:11. 2 Kings 3:11. Pour water on their hands. But Joseph said, is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the kings of Israel's servant answered and said unto him, here is Elisha. Whispered water. That was his spiritual father. Pour water on their hands. Serve them. How do you serve them? Make some things available for them. Give them a maid. You are not writing anything. Look at me. Your mother is 80. Stop. Don't let her go to the market again. Look for somebody on the street to go to the market for her. Somebody say, I hear you. Let Joel, Timothy, late Joel, I sent him to go to the best eatery in Songo. Yes or no? Some of you don't know, I'm telling you now. God, the manager of that best eatery, Bishop, are you listening to me? Took it to my father and my mother. Give them food morning, afternoon, night. Mommy, don't cook again. And the manager said, I said, any food in this life, morning, afternoon, every month, I pay you. Yes or no? Okay, you are not sure, Abi. Pastor Paul, yes or no? And they calculated. And my father said, yes. Immediately the woman left, my father said, no. I want my money. I forbid that woman to come here. I must not see that woman here again. And one day Timothy went there and sent a picture to me. It looks like, and I cried. I said, my father cannot look like this. Get a maid. If it's easy for you to watch your father dry up and die, you also dry up and die. Because it's a seed. You nourish your wife. You nourish your girlfriend. You nourish your children. But your father at 92 is still going to the farm. And you are alive. Shame on the devil. I know you are not going to give offering today. It doesn't move us before. Last Sunday was very sweet. Pastor Paul gave it to us. We were happy. This old man has come again. You are the one that we owed. Shall I continue? Number 3. What is number 1? Not at the detriment of your marriage or life. Not against the will of God. And number 2, I said serve them. Now number 3, are you ready for number 3? Observe them. Elijah told Elisha, you want power? If you can see me, then you have it. Sometimes do a voice, this and that. You listen to the voice of your father and mother. Papa, you are not fine. My daughter is not in Nigeria. But if you say that you are tired, go and rest. You must observe. Your mother is talking, hello, Chike. I say, Mama, what is it? What is wrong with you? Shut up now. And by the grace of God, your children too are listening to you. So when you two will grow up and you are telling your son, Ebenezer, Ebi, you say, Papa, what is wrong with you? You used to tell Mama that time to shut up. Papa, shut up now. But now you are a very stupid boy. You are not observing my head. Observe. What do I say you do? Observe. And finally, number four, which is the last one. Send them aid. Send them aid. Is it in the Bible? Come and see. Philippians chapter 4, verse 16. Philippians 4, 16. For even in Thessalonica, did you see it? Did you see it? You sent aid once and for all. From the first day I started counting money, Pastor Paul, I sent money to my parents. When? From the first day I started knowing money. God, he never knows I have taught you. In 1950s, in the 50s, a young man was working with the customs. So the parents are very old. So he will go in the morning, cook for them. The wife doesn't like them, but he doesn't care. So he will go there, cook for them, bath them, prepare their food, and he will go to. When he's coming again, he will go there. And one day they didn't see him for 3 weeks. So they said, where is he? They started looking for him. Where is he? Where is he? They eventually heard that he has been locked up for forgery, or they said he stole something. The baba at 95, the mama 87, held their hands like this and said, we will not eat anything again. We will pray till we die. Our son is released. So they held their hands and they started praying, Father Lord, this boy is the only one taking care of us. Instead for him to die, let us die. Take our life. The two lives can represent one, and let him be released. Immediately they started praying. You know what happened? Hair started rolling in customs. In Nigeria here, the case was, the person that did it was, and the boy was vindicated and promoted. Triple. When he came back home, he met his parents dry to death. And he said, what happened to you? Nobody's taking care of you. Now that you are here, we can die. Thank God you are back. And this boy started rushing them, treating them. One of them died. As usual, the father died always. And I pray for all the fathers here. Sit down very well, fathers. You will not die before your time. You know, I've told you several times that you are taking care of these children for these women. You are taking care of them for who? You will not answer. Continue to sub breast. Let me continue. I thought I could teach you. 3 days ago, the Lord said, I should do a service with the men throughout next year. I call it kings. I'll do it 3 times in a year. If you miss it, then I'm sorry for you. You are taking care of these children for them. And you know what? You better don't make any mistake, because any mistake will be magnified by them and will be used as an excuse to remove you from the family. So if you make mistake, be smart enough that nobody knows. That's not for this service. But men, I want to pray for you. Are you ready for the prayer now? You will live well. Somebody say, daddy, you are fresh. I say, I'm never fresh. I go fresh till I see Jesus. I'm praying for you. You will not only live well, you will live long. Amen. Women did not say amen for you. Whether they say amen or not, you will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. Amen. That woman saying, when you are praying for them, I will die first. Whoever says you die, men, am I praying for you? They go before you in the name of Jesus. Women, because you did not say amen, you are blessed. I want to pray for you now. Why are you reacting? You are always ready to fight. But we men, we are very peaceful. So send it to them every time. Send money to them every time. And you know what? They are very smart. They will not tell the other child what this one has given them. They will even present to this one that one, he doesn't give me kobo. You are the one helping me. God will bless you. God will bless you. Don't mind them. Continue to do what I say. Don't do. Don't mind them. Just continue. Just continue. You know, old age is very bad. You'll be old too. And you begin to demonstrate so many things. Now, I want to make this service easy for the people that have these questions. What if my father left me and ran away? I will answer you. If your father left you and he has gone, ran away, let me tell you, you have another father. Look for a parent. Look for a father. You can get a person either in the church or in your family, or after you have observed your prophet for some time, he becomes your father. 1, 2. I was praying for a boy 4 months ago, and I started praying. I said, who is so person? And he said, sir, please don't start. I said, I don't know you. He said, it's my father. He said, he has not seen a father before. Ah. And the Lord said, your mother has lied to you. Go and look for her. Go and look for him. He said, sir, I said, your mother, be praying for me. Oh, yeah, stretch your hand and pray for me for 1 minute. Pray for me very quickly. You are not praying. Madam, you are not praying. You are not praying at the back there. You are just saying, sabala, sabala. Pray, not speaking in tongues. In Jesus' name. And the Lord said, go and look for your father because your mother lied. He said, sir, my mother told me. I said, it's a lie. Your father is in a dose state and he's saying you will come back to him. So he got home. I said, mommy, is my father from Edo State? Who is telling you? Oroshi? Orobruku? And the boy said, mama, I'm going. I'll just go to Edo State until I see him. And he said, yes, he's from Edo State. He's from so-so family. I go there. And the man saw the son and said, I knew you would come. And the first thing the man said, what did you bring for me? We were ready. Go with this. Go with this. Go with this. Gave the man. The man prayed. 3 days later, the man died. And your Baba Jenny, those are different. The father did not run away. The mother took him and ran away and lied. So, I've answered 2. Number 3, what if I have an ungrateful father? There is nothing you give to them. Somebody said he gave his mother something and said, is this what your message to give people? You know that kind of parents, Abby? Don't worry. Don't what? Do your own and go. I was in a particular family when a woman was doing her birthday and the stupid first son-in-law was there sitting down and looking like a hippopotamus. And when the husband of the little ones came with jeep, this one prostrated, man said, stand up. Look at me. Stand up. I pray for you. You will have money. And when because those one came with cars, mama stood up, went inside to change her clothes. And the boy said, mama, send the home mother-in-law and say, mama, I brought something for you. Go outside and see. Oh, you bought me a car. And that one did not stay long. Oh, rich people don't stay long. The husband of the first child was still sitting there. Not my chair, he's still sitting there. And when that one has gone, they told him to go and take soft drink. He was going to the free one. I said, hey! Hey! Follow me. What do you want to go and take? He said, I want to take Schweppes. I said, no. I eat it by there. Over my Schweppes. I said, follow me. He said, follow me. When we got there, I said, have you carried your load? Don't come to this place again until your life changes.
today is the richest among them. Because he contacted the anointed. Can I pray for you? Are you ready for this one? This one is very hard though. You will rise again. But for what do I do to a cursing father? Anything it will curse you. Anything it will curse you. I have taught you that anytime you want to give a seed, you will say, and the seed of the woman. Oh my God. Have I not taught you that one? We bruise the head of the serpent. And anytime you want to send anything to him, you will say to your seed, Father, in the name of Jesus, you brought me to this family. You brought me to this liability of blessing. So I am sending this money to honor. And the Bible says, sir, and the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Whatever this seed is going to bring to me that is not of yours, Lord, deliver me. Transfer or send it, and you are protected. Are you listening to me now? What kind of father do you want to have again? I've explained all this to you. Attending your father's burial does not mean that you have honored him. Take care of him now. When? How? Make him happy? Serve him? Observe? Send him aid. Your father is sick. Send him money. And as you do this, your life will be easier. Your life will be sweeter. If anybody thinks they can get you, they are wasting time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every good thing you do shall prosper. Every good thing you thought shall prosper. Your life will not be the difficult one. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power in the blood of Jesus, you will not suffer. In Jesus' mighty name. This Bible says, the fathers, they are the ones that bring blessing. Fathers bring what? Prophet brings prosperity. Prophet brings what? God brings establishment. I have helped you. Let's go now back. He said, I have blessed him. So fathers, blessing. The Bible said, believe the Lord your God. You shall be established. How am I lying? Believe your prophet. I shall prosper. By a prophet, they were brought out. And by a prophet, they are preserved. So father, blessing. Prophets, prosperity. God, establishment. Shall we do it again? Father, prophets. When I say prayer, I mean your pastor. That's what I mean, your spiritual father. Now, some people are lucky. Their father is. So you have them together. So you have your father. Maybe your father is a pastor. Your father is a prophet. Congratulations. Don't joke with them. Don't play with them. Don't get too familiarized with them. Know for sure that you can draw from them your blessings and your prosperity. Father, blessings. Your man of God, prosperity. God, that's what I'm feeling this prayer. I have no pity or regret or tears for all the children here, or you are watching me from anywhere, that your parents ran away. Congratulations. Maybe they will have mismanaged your life. I look at things from a very good point of view. I have no tears and pity for you. If your parents are cursing parents, thank God they curse you, but God has blessed you. I have no regret for you because God has already blessed you. What we did this morning is an added knowledge. As God is blessing you, remember your parents. Are you listening to me now? Surprise them sometimes. Send them money. Send them food. Write their food money. How much? It might be 2,000. You are not born to take care of them. They are born to take care of you. But because they are old now, just bless them. Because you need their blessing back. Can I pray on your head? Stretch your hand to this altar as I pray for you. Where they stop in your family is your starting point. You didn't say amen. I said, where they stop in your family is your beginning point. What all of them did not do together, you in your time and days, you will do it successfully in the name of Jesus.
There's an anointing of ease that make a man to stand tall among ease, our brothers. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, I'm not just start lifting you. I am taking you to a higher ground. There's an anointing that makes a man, a woman to stand tall. And he said, oh, Lord, God has had mercy on her. Among your mother's children, may God show you great mercy. Knowledge has come now. With this knowledge, you will never be backward in life in the name of Jesus. What happened if your father ran away and is cursing you that you don't take care of him? The curse cannot stand. Anybody here under the curse of any parent? I stand as a parent and a prophet. Am I not a parent? Am I not a prophet? Okay, so I pray that the curse, curseless over your life, and the curse that have no basis over your life will never stand in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are there, say, I don't have father, I don't want that. Look for somebody. Look. God will show you. Look by being your family. There's a father figure there. There's a guardian there. Or you can see, then look into your church. There are old people there. If you can see, then take your pastor as your father. And tell him every time, you are my father. You are my father. My father. So I pray for you as your father. I pray for you as a parent. I pray for you as a priest. As you go and bless your parents, may you be greater than them. I pray for you. As you go and begin to make them happy. But you say, they didn't make me happy. Don't worry, they have done their own. Two wrongs cannot make it right. And so I pray for you by the power in the blood of Jesus. We are low blood for all your father's children. Door will open for you in the name of Jesus. Anything they are noted for in the name of the Lord, failure, shame, shall not be mentioned around your life in the name of Jesus. You will rise. You will shine. You will do well. You will prosper. You will flourish. You will succeed. You will break through. You will thrive. I'm not hearing you be celebrated. Bible says, and a horn went from the earth and went to the stars and began to pluck out the stars and brought them down and stamp on them. If you are here and they have tampered with your star, let God repair your star for you in the name of Jesus. You will not die like this. You will not die in shame. You will not die unheard. You will not die on song. Your dream shall be fulfilled. And anybody having bad dreams about you, as God delivered me, God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. So I bless you as a parent, as a father today, that from today, all things are working to favor you in the name of Jesus. Even demons, witches, no matter who they are, the deep and the hills, the mountains and the valley, the Lord will make all of them to align to favor you in the name of Jesus. Anybody sent to end you because of your giving, because of your seed, because of your sacrifice, I decree angels of God to dagger them in the name of Jesus. Anybody sent to your life, either in relationship, either as enemy, either as friend, to finish you, let the angels of God finish them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every parent here, we will not bury any child. I'm praying for you that your parents too will not bury you. I repeat again, you will live well. You will live long. Thank you, precious Lord. Lift up your hands and worship God. Life giver. Want you to worship him. Life changer.
Jehovah, the covenant keeping God.
Wait. Let it be a covenant between you and God to take care of your parents. But he didn't take care of his father. That's his own problem. Let it be covenant. Let it be a covenant. Do it. If you can't do monthly, can do weekly, do monthly. If you can't do monthly, do it once or twice a year. Make it that by the time you receive it, it was, what is this?
Destiny helper. Mountain mover, Jehovah. covenant keeping God.
Covenant keeping God.
Covenant keeping God.
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
You are the
covenant keeping God.
Oh, my God, listen to me. I want it to be well with you. As God is blessing you, let them be feeling it that you have been blessed. It might be 1,000. Surprise them. Let them not answer, don't worry. So if God has blessed you, you are on a level of dollars, a level of pounds, you will pretend nobody will know. Let God see that you are taking care of them. See, I hear you. And don't forget, look at me, there are some things you do it alone. Do what?
Alone.
Do it alone. There are things I do alone. Now me they do until today. Do it alone. And I told you that when responsibility has become a duty, it's no longer a burden. Take it as a responsibility. In the family, they have sense. This one should take care of house. This one should take care of clothes. But no, they will not. So do what you can do. And collect the venison from their mouth. Are you blessed into the service? Jam your hands to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.